This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
I think the apple's fallen right from the tree.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wait, what is the second thing? I think the apple's rotten right to the core from all the sun coming before.
I thought it was, I think the apple's
rotten right to the core. I think it means like, I think it's about her family. And it's like, the apple's rotten right to the core. Like, my family relationship is rotten inside and out. And that's why I just want to drive to the airport.
To the airport.
I just want to get out of here.
To the airport.
To the airport.
To the airport.
The airport.
Okay, I'm with you. Thank you very much.
That's just what I think. Charlie, if you're listening, which I know she does listen, particularly to the pod.
Well, now she's going to be at Malahide on Tuesday.
Well, I'm scared. I really wanted to go, but I just feel like, A, it being on a Tuesday, B, it being in Malahide, C, Charlie XCX fans just being extremely intense. A lovely community, but I just think I could get really overwhelmed at that gig and be like, I need to leave, but like, it's pretty hard to get home from Malahide.
You really old.
Shut the fuck up. No one knows how old I am and they never will.
I'm pretty sure I've said it multiple times on the show. Okay. So yeah, Charlie XCX, I don't even want to go to that.
Do you not?
No. I know, like, she has some banging tunes, but like, I don't think she's gonna play them. The songs I like about Charlie XCX, she wouldn't be playing them anymore.
What do you like? Boom. I don't get boom clap the sound. Do you know that clip of her and she's like gigging in Germany and the crowd are so dead and she's playing I Love It and she's like, come on, I thought you fucking liked this song in Germany.
Yeah.
I love it. And like, no one is singing.
Fucking German.
She's going crazy.
I'd say are really tough because they're so conservative.
Like. Yes, they are not vibing and she is doing what she can. Yeah, but no.
And what was the other? I don't want to go to school.
I just want to break the rules. I love when we get the chance to sing on this show.
Yes.
I want to do it more.
We're sorry. We don't sing in the entire show for today, so enjoy that.
It's a fun one. It's just me and Dave.
Good luck.
1038 Dublin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, good morning. It's 4 minutes past seven on the 11th of June 2025. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's just myself and Fiona this morning.
Good morning.
You should start calling me 66% charged.
Honestly.
Not fully am I right?
So I tell you. Like, how much charge can you make it through a festival with? Is what I'm starting to feel.
Get ready for the comedy, folks.
let me dust off this mid quality banter. No, but seriously, like, I do have to start wondering, like, what is wrong with me? Like,
look, it's just, you know.
If you say the smell again, is there really a smell?
No, I promise you there's not.
No, but, like, how many football matches allegedly are there in the UK? I feel like every time I talk about football with someone, it's the end of a league or it's the most important match of the season. And then Callum finds yet another match to travel to the UK
for. To be fair, this one was quite big. Like, he was at the City Ground yesterday, which is in Nottingham, which is where he's from. And there hasn't been an England match played in the City Ground for, like, over 80 years.
No, I think it was 88 years. It's always, like, this has never happened in my lifetime. It'll never happen in yours. It hasn't happened since the Titanic sank. It hasn't happened for 85 years.
Yeah,
it's been 84 years. I can still smell the fresh paint.
Yeah.
I feel like he's making it up.
I'm trying to think when's their next... I'm trying to look up when's their next match is. So yesterday they played Senegal. They lost 3-1.
They lost to Senegal. Is that bad or is that good? Or what's the
vibe? It was a friendly, so it doesn't really matter.
A friendly, so it doesn't really matter yet. He still abandoned us.
Yes, because it was the first game at the City Ground in 88 years.
And Emma's made up a grandparent so she can go to Spain. Yeah. Like, do they think that you and me don't get along and we need to be put in a room together and just work out our differences
to be fair
live
to Emma,
on air?
You heard the amount of people going on that holiday yesterday.
No, that's no holiday. You need a holiday after a holiday.
I'm telling you. I want to talk to you about Snoop Dogg. Snoop Doggy Dogg.
I wish you would.
Yeah? Well, he's revealed plans to open up a burger van at Celtic Park. The home stadium of Celtic Football Club in Glasgow.
Say it with me.
And of course, Celtic. We're so in sync.
We really are. It's just you and me, baby.
The van would be called Paradise, which is an nod obviously to the nickname of the stadium, and aims to offer fans a higher quality food experience on match days, which I feel is a little bit of a diss against the food fans that are already at Celtic Park.
What's the thing? Footy Scran or something?
Footy Scran, yeah.
I really want to... I feel like there's a good offer.
Do you follow Footy Scran?
It just pops up for me the odd time. And I, it's like, do you know when you see a subculture that you're like, I am so not part of that world, but you're jealous. You want in. It seems like people are having fun.
I love Footy Scran. It's one of my favourite pages to follow. It's
fantastic. some of the food looks problematic.
Oh, so bad. And usually it's at Old Trafford, which is really depressing.
Like, but a good old curry chip, I feel like you'd be getting most places. Yeah, and I'm not mad at it. But
do you ever see like the baguettes at Old Trafford?
No.
And it's like a breakfast baguette, and the baguette is just burnt to a crisp. Like,
no.
It looks terrible.
Like, how do you even do that? They hate their fans.
That's my team, baby.
That's my boys.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg. So this is what he wants to do. He's a longtime fan of Celtic. He wants to serve the food himself and bring something special to the Celtic crowd, which I really, really like. The rapper, who has previously expressed interest in investing in the club, said the burgers would feature his secret spices.
We know what that is. Slay. Everyone's going to love it then.
Premium ingredients like good beef, cheese and bacon, right?
And the rest.
A few greens in there.
There you go.
He sees the van as a way to connect with fans and to add to the atmosphere on game days, which honestly is fantastic.
It is good.
Really, really good vibes. He said he also made it clear that the food would be strictly for Celtic supporters. He joked that he wouldn't be serving any burgers to their main rivals, who would be, Fiona, of course.
Rangers.
Well done!
Of course, Rangers. I know stuff.
Very good. Just from your hatred of football at the start of the show.
No, I don't hate, but I'm just like, shut up sometimes. I am glad that it gives you guys something to talk
about.
That's good.
So his love for Celtic and his passionate fan base has been well documented over the years. And the latest plan is another expression of his affection for the club. Some other celebs I had a look at who have started food businesses.
Yeah.
Are Mark Wahlberg. He's the co-founder of Wahlburgers. Wahlburgers. I think that's very, very impressive. Robert De Niro is a co-owner of a high-end Nobu restaurant chain. Paul Rudd owns Samuel's Sweet Shop in New York. Dr. Dre invested in something called Fat Burger, which sounds really healthy. LeBron James is an investor in Blaze Pizza. And David Dobrik has a pizza chain called Dough Bricks.
A lot of pizza and burgers.
It seems to be the main thing. Yeah. So I thought we'd come up with a list of people, like celebrities and stuff, who should invest or should come up with their own food business.
Okay, that's fun.
So what I've come up with is a couple of footballers. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Right.
Another pizza company.
Another pizza. Well,
it's Ronaldo's who make it really, really healthy.
Yeah, it could be a flatbread. Could be, exactly.
Lionel Messi. Tea brand.
Lovely, yes.
Mo Salah. Mo Salad.
You are so lucky I know who these people are.
I know. Healthy salads from Mo Salad.
He's skinny, to be fair.
50 Cent Jellies.
Oh, and the rest in jellies.
Yeah,
and the rest in jellies there.
Brad Pitta, bakery.
Okay, very good.
Sydney Sweetney, sweet shop.
She's sweet enough for me, no problem.
And Leonardo DiCaprio's son.
That I'm on board.
If they
with.
Could just do a collab, that'd be fantastic.
Okay, I misunderstood the brief. None of mine are food themed, but they are celebrity businesses.
I'm in here. Let's go.
Not a single one. Okay. Katy Perry owns Plastic Bag Inc., a firework company popular around 4th of July.
Okay, keep going.
Right. Kneecap own Feeney and Fleece, their own line of balaclavas in a variety of patriotic colours.
I like it. And last one?
Fergie owns Glamorous, a line of sleep masks, plane pillows and cotton loungewear for when you want to feel like you're riding first class up in the sky.
Beautiful. This is Fergie as in Sir Alex Ferguson.
No. Well, he can have a stake in it for sure. Yeah. I'm going to say the polar opposite of longitude last night.
What is the latitude?
Oh, that was right there.
Yeah!
I am so not with it this morning. What is wrong with me? I'm not with it because I'm an absolute legend.
Oh,
I was out last night, all right?
Were you?
I was at...
I saw in your story you were having a sneaky little drink.
Yes, we did. We had a little tipple on the bus. I was going to see Pulp at Tree Arena
with Dwayne and his mom. They are, let's all meet up in the year 2000 and I want to live like common people.
I know that one.
So they, I only know a couple of songs, but Dwayne went to see them with his mom 2 years ago in St. Anne's Park. And right. he was like, and he didn't really know them before that either, but he was like, it was just such an incredible show. He is, of course, if you were listening to the show yesterday, you know, he has quite an obsessive personality when it comes to musicians and musical acts. He's now fully obsessed, has every album, has all the merch. Has read up, is like completely knows the every band member's life story and is a huge fan.
Class.
So I was like, I'll go along as well. I like a song and a dance.
What's the next person?
So, and also because it feels good to go to a gig in Three Arena where it doesn't seem inappropriate for me to be there.
Okay.
Like, for context, the last two gigs I've gone to have been Gracie Abrams and Tate McRae. And to say I have no business attending.
You work in Spin, remember?
Oh, no, so true. I'm so young and cool. Keep us loud.
So true. Isn't that a Gracie Abrams song?
Yeah, so true. I have to, like, usually when I'm at those gigs, I'm standing at the back with the dads who are, like, holding their daughters' coats.
Yeah, yeah.
But last night, the dads were rocking out themselves,
class.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I was like, what's going to be the uniform of these people? Because, you know, the way you go to Gracie Abrams, the uniform is like a white flowy skirt. You go to Tate McRae, the uniform is kind of like NFL coded stuff, but right. like, you know, tucked into little shorts. And obviously Taylor Swift, they have like that has its whole own like uniform, depending on what era you want to go for. Last night, it was hard to pin down because there was actually people of all different ages. I'm going to say the uniform was like thick rimmed glasses.
Okay.
And Converse. But there were people of all ages. And one t-shirt I saw, which I was like, I'm home. I'm among my people. There was this man wearing a t-shirt that said, I'm not getting older. I'm just becoming a classic. And I was like, rock on,
yeah,
my
class.
Sweet bro.
A man shares minion memes on Facebook.
Oh, for sure. There was a lot of Facebook dads out. And then, so Dwayne was sweating to get in. He was like, this is starting at 8 on the button. Like, we cannot be late. He had obviously seen on the Pulp Twitter page and gotten notifications from Ticketmaster to be like, be there at 8, show starts. And the guy in the queue in front of us, you know, you have to scan your ticket, like have it on the Ticketmaster app.
Yes.
Shout out Ticketmaster. How many times can I say Ticketmaster in a sentence? And the guy was struggling to get his to find his ticket, and he was like opening his Gmail app.
Right.
And I wanted to be like, God, like older crowd, but I cannot, like, that would fully be me.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
the person who goes along and like arrives at the top of the queue and I'm like, you have the tickets.
Don't you?
I'm literally the most annoying partner ever.
I'm thinking the Three Arena crew, like the staff at the Three Arena, must have such a whiplash. On Friday was the Water Boys.
Oh yeah.
Yesterday was Pulp. Tonight is Nelly.
Stop.
Yeah.
I would go to that. And Pitbull in the mix.
Yeah, and Pitbull in the mix as
For
well.
For God's sake. And the stage last night was insane.
Was
it was
it?
Like a full, like, kind of nearly a full orchestra. There was like, yeah, strings, the works. And they did, they made a mistake. There was like this big curtain and they definitely opened it by accident before it was ready. And there was just two lads like violently trying to get it shut. I was like, we're in Dublin now.
I love that.
Excellent show.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Welcome
on in to Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. 5 IMC Cinema passes up for grabs. Who's on to play? It's Charlie. What are you up to, Charlie?
Nothing. Just on the way into college now at the minute.
Oh, what are you studying?
No, I'm Spark and I'm an electrician at the minute.
Are you?
Okay,
We love a trade.
And how far are you into it? Is it your first year?
Well, I'm probably about 4 or 5 months in now at the minute.
And what's your favourite wire?
To be honest with you, I hate all the wires.
Okay, that blue one's a killer.
That's a pesky one.
You just have to treat them all equally so that you can do your job, and that's really important.
True,
Charlie.
Yeah,
no,
very true.
I love it, Charlie. Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. Have you heard this game before?
Yes, I have. Yeah,
amazing. I'll just run it through you really quick. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something like name a member of Westlife. If you say Nikki and I have Nikki written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Everyone you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's 5 up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. So, Charlie, I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to hear 3 beeps. Make sure and answer on that 3rd beep, and you could potentially be winning 5 IMC Cinema Passes. Are you ready to go?
Oh, I'm ready to go.
All right, let's do this, Charlie. Round number 1. Name any street in Dublin.
Ooh.
Parnell Street.
Parnell nice. Street. A good street.
Yep.
And I have written down Grafton
Street. All right. Woohoo! That is one cinema pass, IMC cinema pass in the bag for you, Charlie. Are you playing there with someone?
One of the lads is just driving, so just okay. beside me.
Well, let's try and get him along to the cinema with you. Do you want to keep playing?
Yeah. Oh, I do, yeah.
All right, woo! Let's do it. Here we go. Round two, Charlie. Give me any letter of the alphabet.
X.
X.
Nice.
Which is
okay,
very...
Elon.
Very
no.
close.
Don't.
To Z, which is what I've written down.
Oh, very, that was
very
a close
good,
one.
Very good. Two IMC cinema passes in the bag.
Do you want to keep playing, Charlie?
Oh, I do, yeah.
All right, here we go. For three IMC cinema passes, round three. Charlie, name a superhero.
Batman.
Batman. And I have written down...
Stop.
Spider-Man!
Yay! Very good.
Well, I had written down Batman and I deleted it and I put Spider-Man instead.
Wow, you and Charlie are just sparks fly, sparks connect. Come here, so that is three IMC cinema passes in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Let's risk it.
Oh, yeah. Go Let's on. Keep going.
Let's like risk it, Charlie. Here we go. This is where we separate the men from the boys. Round four. Name any colour on the Rubik's Cube.
Oh.
Blue.
Blue, a great colour.
Mm-hmm.
And I have written down white.
I felt like you were going
to say white.
I really did.
I was going to say white.
You were going to say white, Charlie.
I was. Right. You changed last minute.
I am sweating.
Right, here
okay.
we go.
One more. Do you want to play for one more cinema pass? You've got four so far.
Let's go.
Bring a little,
let's go
bring
for
little
it.
I believe in you, Charlie. I believe in you. Here we go. For you to go to the cinema with all your electrician friends, round five. Spring, summer, autumn, or winter?
Winter.
Yeah, I would winter. Say that, yeah.
Charlie, for five IMC cinema passes, I have written down summer.
Yay!
Yes! Yes! Charlie, congratulations. Five IMC cinema passes
Lovely.
On the way to you. Congratulations. Deadly. Have a fantastic day.
Cheers. Thank you very
Bye,
much.
Charlie.
You too.
Good luck, good luck. I like to think people are playing at home as well, like
I
listening
hope so.
In the car and stuff like that.
I was playing today. It was
Were
my
you?
First time.
What a
First
great
time
game.
The game.
Big fan of Charlie.
I love lads in a van, but I feel like we're getting a lot of that recently, and I just want to say we love you.
It's you,
support you,
I think. You're really bringing them.
Really? Do you think I should get in the back of one?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Do you know what never happens to me? Despite us working so close to Drury Street, I never get approached...
Sitting on the curb?
Well, no, I do that, but I never get approached by a Tiny Mike interviewer.
Oh, yeah?
Like, someday I'd like to weigh in. See, on what way I would like to eat a cream egg.
I don't either, but I feel like it's because it's usually joe.ie and I know all the lads in joe.ie and I feel like you know all the lads in joe.ie.
Oh yeah, I used to work there, but like I never even see them.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'm walking down and I'm like, this could be the day. I'm gonna say what my favourite Irish meme is. And they're just never there.
We've done so many things on this show, like over the years, where we have to go to Grafton Street and do that.
Oh,
where
no.
we like literally hold up a microphone. And I'm just always so sorry.
It's horrible. It's horrible. I used to do it. And like, it used to be like, do you know when you were younger, when you were under 18 and you'd be fishing?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, when I'm older, I will always stop for anyone
yeah,
who talks.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like when I worked in my old job and I'd be vox popping, I'd be like, I will always stop for whoever asks me.
Oh,
this.
Absolutely.
But and no one asks me and no one asks me to go into the shop for them either.
It could be such a normal thing though. Like it could be in any job. You could have an accountancy firm and you could have a social media person who has to go out on the street of Grafton Street and ask, what's your favourite type of number?
No, because you know they see the videos doing well now and they're like, let's do that. Like when I was working in the dentist, they were like, what could we go out and ask people like with street interviews? And I was like, nothing. Nothing.
Leave people alone.
Do not go out and start asking Dubliners about floss. No one's doing it. Just accept it. We are not flossing, girl.
Yeah, we had to do a couple of ones where we asked people what their biggest red flag was. But to be, what's your biggest? It can very spin things.
I know, but I know that question is a bit of an ick in itself now, but I think it always bears fruit. I think people always come up with something good. Yeah. I like to hear about it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Although I have to say, I've been watching Love Island. And
oh yeah, sorry, I need to tune in. What are your thoughts?
It's really good, but I'm just to go really far again. But they always ask them like the first episode, so do you have any icks?
Yeah.
And they always say the same thing. It's like, oh, when he's like rude to waiters. I'm like, yeah. Oh, come on, tell us about his Willy in the Bath.
Sorry?
That's the biggest ick for people.
When you picture their Willy in the Bath.
In the bath, yeah.
Yeah, that's not great.
It's not fantastic.
Sorry,
no.
Do you remember the year in Love Island when the guy's ick was hairy arms?
What?
I was like, help. Like, what?
He had
what
hairy... Oh,
no, like,
the
if
the
girl
had hairy
has hairy arms.
Oh, my God.
And, like, his date, like, just held up her forearms. And I was like, sorry, what is society?
1038. Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, 4 minutes past eight. Happy Wednesday. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. What's happening?
Good morning.
Do you have any tips on how to sleep? Because I have not been sleeping in weeks. I don't know what's going on. So I tried a couple of things last night, right? Okay. I tried that thing where you tense every single part of your body.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, and then you let go. And you tense it all again, and you let go. I did that like 3 times. Nothing.
Okay.
Thought it was meant to, you were meant to like feel relaxed and stuff like that. Nada.
Do you know, I actually saw a thing on Instagram that apparently it's the worst time for sleep at the moment. Like,
because it's
sleeping.
So hot.
I think it's the change in the temperature, yeah. But I haven't been... On Sunday night, I felt freezing.
Right,
and
okay.
I was like... And I felt like my sheets smelt weird. And I just changed them.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I just, you know, sometimes when you're like, everything's weird in this room, I can't sleep. But here's my tips. Here's what I do.
Go on.
So I have one of those sleep masks that's like a big cushion. I was influenced online. And apparently it gets rid of your wrinkles, but it's like a big pillow and it completely blocks out everything. It really helps.
I don't understand how people sleep with the sleep mask on, because it's a band that goes around your head. Yeah,
yeah, but this one is like Velcro. It's just Velcro at the back, and it's like a big cushion all around. So what, you feel like it's too tight
every time? No, but just every time I turn on my, if I sleep on my, because I sleep on my side.
Yeah.
So if my head on the pillow is looking to the side, it'll... The movement of the pillow will move the
no,
eye mask.
No, this one wraps around your whole head.
Right,
I'll show
okay.
it to you. It was 50 quid.
Oh my God.
I know, it's crazy. And here's my other tip. I sing myself Bohemian Rhapsody,
okay.
the entire thing, because it's 7 minutes long,
yes.
So I'm usually asleep. I sing it in my head, not aloud.
Oh my God, I think I'd die, because one, I hate that song. It's my least favorite.
Well, pick yourself a song.
But two, would it not get stuck in your head for the rest of the night?
No, it makes me fall asleep. You can pick a song.
Okay.
Sometimes I also do Adele Chasing Pavements. They're the two, I swear to God. And I'm usually asleep by the time I finish. Or I do, you know, the yoga thing where you're like, feel your fingers, like feel awareness in every body part. And then I'm usually asleep.
Oh, very good.
They're my bits.
And how long does it take?
I mean, they're my tips.
How long until it takes you to get sleep normally?
Well, I don't know, because like, I'm asleep.
Because I'd be like, right, I've been trying to sleep now for 40 minutes. That's not too bad.
That's good going. I feel refreshed.
I could do another 40 minutes now.
No, that's not going to help you.
No,
honey.
It's not good at all. Okay, Bohemian Rhapsody and Adele Chasing Pavements.
Or whatever song you want.
No,
the
no,
Ordinary.
No,
Ordinary.
You said. This weekend, I go on my holidays.
Who's not in their bleeding holidays?
No, well,
here?
I'm sorry. I haven't been on holidays like at all, really.
Okay.
In so long, like in at least a couple of days.
Oh.
I did go to Manchester for one night. But,
and weren't you only in Albufeira a wet week ago?
I was in Albufeira, you're right. You're correct in saying that.
Yeah, everyone's out, except me.
This is going to be a nice chill holiday for 1 week with my girlfriend, and we're going to Corfu.
Stunning.
Yes, and we're very excited.
Yeah.
Absolutely buzzing. But I had this thought, and it's something I actually did when in Tenerife a couple of years back.
Okay.
I want to completely get off the grid.
Wow.
And I want to delete the two apps that I frequent at least, I want to say, about 10 times an hour.
Grindr.
But I absolutely hate. Yeah. It's Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I hate them.
And nothing good comes from...
Nothing good comes from them.
Opening Instagram.
And yet, it's like, you open it all the time. And I was thinking, the world is in such terror at the moment.
Not great right now.
It's not good. Like, I'm so sick of just the news being so depressing.
Yeah.
And And like, it's good to keep up with the news, up to date with the news and things like that.
Yeah.
But
you need to take a break.
On holidays, I feel like you need to take a break. Yeah. I'm gonna keep TikTok because I like just scrolling. My FYP is nothing to do with current events.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, honestly,
they know what you want.
Absolute brain rot. It's fun.
I love it. So yeah, you know, you need that.
I'm on holidays and I'm going to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
But Twitter and Instagram are being deleted, right?
Okay.
And basically, my thought frame is I'm going to place. So, you know, when you open your phone, you have the apps.
Yeah.
So I have Instagram on the top left, right? And yeah. Next to that is Twitter. So yeah. I just, complete muscle memory, I'll just click Instagram or I'll click Twitter at random points. Do you know
That's
what I mean?
Exactly what I do. And I open Instagram, scroll it, nothing on it, close it. I immediately open it again. It's so weird. Catch yourself and you're like, what is wrong with me?
What am I doing? So what I want to do is I want to put a game in place of where Instagram and Twitter is. So when my muscle memory kicks in and I want to automatically go to Instagram, it'll open up a game and I'll just do that instead.
Are you going to do an Emma Nolan, like, in the airport, having deleted Instagram for 3 hours and then text into our work WhatsApp group being like, anything good on Instagram? Anyone doing a get ready with me? Or what do you eat in a day? Can you just tell me? Just tell me.
Anyone have his stories up? I know Emma did this for, it lasted 6 hours, yeah. I think, and she deleted her Instagram, she deleted her Twitter, and then started sweating. I've done it before. I lasted a week, and I was proud of that.
You felt good?
I want to get rid of Twitter. I want to get rid of Instagram just for the week. I don't care about making people jealous that I'm on holidays.
Yeah,
I'm having
okay.
a great time. I don't care about that. It's the only reason people upload in the first place.
Yeah, no, it is. So, wait, what are you going to do about your dump?
Well, my dump won't be to the end of the month.
Of course.
Still take photos and stuff.
Right.
But I'm not going to have Instagram and Twitter there to post them.
Okay.
So here's my question to you on 0877111038. Have you any games on your phone? This is obviously that very, very typical question that a kid would ask, like an iPad baby, like...
Yeah.
Have you any games on your phone?
After, like, glugging water and, like, it completely running down your phone.
Here I go.
So no, I have a really boring phone. Mine can't download. That's what I say to kids.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm actually not able to download games.
0877111038. Have you any games on your phone? So it could be anything. It could be a word game. I know a couple of people have gotten in contact with that. It could be, a puzzle game. It could be a maths game, a Sudoku, anything like that. Do you have any games on your phone? Something that maybe keeps you distracted, something that you enjoy, something maybe that you do every day, something that has a hold over you.
Yeah.
Because I need to become as addicted to this game, this new game, as I am to Twitter and Instagram.
I think if you play like a little word search game or maths or Sudoku or whatever as much as you go on Instagram, I think you are going to be so sharp when you come home.
I'm okay with being sharper.
So he's doing it for the good of the show. Nice.
Also on holiday, so I do want to enjoy myself. So
you will.
If you have any games on your phone, 0877111103, let me know, what do you do every day when you get a little bit bored and you don't want to go online? If you have any games on your phone? Any games on your phone at all? The reason I've been asking this is because I'm going on holidays on Saturday, right? I'm going for a week. I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. But I want to kind of get off the grid. I want to get rid of Instagram. I want to get rid of Twitter.
You want to touch grass.
Yeah, pretty much. Because every time I go onto Twitter or Instagram, I'm just like, oh, I hate this. Why do I even have these apps? I have these apps because obviously I need them for work and I need them for my own social life or whatever.
Yeah.
But every time I go on, I'm like, oh, there's the news and it's very depressing. Mm. And there's more news and it's even more depressing. And oh, look at that. There's a fire in the world and the world is burning. Mm. And I don't want to see that one on holidays. I just want to be looking at blue ass water and, you know, a very fruity drink beside me. That's all I want.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean?
And that's what you deserve.
So I've been asking you, any games on your phone? Reason being, I want to take Twitter and Instagram, delete them, and in their place on my phone, put a game that when muscle memory kicks in, I can just go, right, you know what? I'm going to go on Instagram. Oh, Instagram's not there, but here's a game, and it's whatever. So basically, that's what I want to know, if you've any games on your phone. Katie, any games on your phone? What should I download?
I have two in particular. It's the Royal King and Town... Oh God, what was it?
I don't know.
Is it Travel Town?
Travel Town, that's it,
What's Royal King, first of all?
The King one is where, like, you're matching all the colours together and bursting them, and then there's kind of, like, different levels to it. So, like, you have to, like, collect all the coins and then build up levels, and it's pretty, you know, it's kind of, like, there's no timing to it, but it's good.
Okay, addictive, perfect.
Where does the King come into it?
Yeah.
There's different sections where, like, all of a sudden it's kind of like, right, okay, King's Nightmare.
Right.
So every so often, like
a pen.
a new one will kind of come in where it's kind of like, right, okay, he's in the kitchen and the kitchen's on fire, but you have to try and get the water the whole way down to the pipe.
Right.
But there could be like two different sections to get the water down to the pipe.
And then what was the other one?
Travel Town. Basically, it is kind of like a matching, but like you have to kind of keep popping. You need different lives to pop it.
Okay.
And then kind of build up, like, so you have different things that you need to keep getting.
Right, okay. So addictive. These are games that you would use that you could put in place of Instagram and Twitter.
Sorry?
These are games that you could put in place of Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
It Katie, keeps me occupied.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much. Have a great day, Katie.
Bye, Katie.
All right. You too, guys.
Right, I like that.
Now, like when we're like, Dave, any stories for the show, any content, you'll be like, the King's kitchen is on fire. I need to get the water down the pipes.
Jaden, what about you? Any games on your phone? Oh, Jaden's there. Jaden, any games on your phone?
Block Blast.
All right, explain it to me.
It's like you have different boxes and you have to fit them into a square and try to get the highest score you can.
Oh, is it kind of like Tetris? Aging myself there. You probably don't know what that is, Jaden.
Okay, so you have to put a load of blocks in a square and, okay, you're not really selling to me here, Jaden. Come here, give me more detail.
So basically you have different like squares and you have to fit them into each other, and every time you do that you get onto a streak, and then you have to keep the streak going and keep like getting them into the square.
Okay, do you know what, Jaden? You've sold me. Well done. Fair play. I'm going to download a Block Blast.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put it in place of Instagram. Thanks,
Jaden. Another person has texted in Block Blast just now as well. Oh, so it's obviously, it's popular.
Okay,
popular among
good.
The kids.
It's like our Farmville, it must be.
Oh.
Jaden, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Good luck.
You're getting a good few in here. Okay. Yeah. Morgan said Duolingo, Dave.
Duolingo.
How would you feel being face-to-face with the owl that makes you feel bad about yourself?
Duolingo is actually not a bad show, but I kind of want to switch off on all this. I don't want to be learning.
Oh, someone said GTA.
On my phone?
Yeah. Jonathan said, I played GTA San Andreas and used my Xbox controller by my Bluetooth to connect to my phone.
Oh, mother
that
of
might
God.
Be a bit of fat for holidays. But Jonathan, happy for you.
I appreciate it. Andrea, what do you think? What am I downloading? Have you any games on your phone?
Now, I don't even know if this is the right name for it because I'm literally driving here and I was just sending a quick message. But it's called something like Plane Control or something like that. And okay. Basically, you have to... There's like planes in the sky and a helicopter in the sky, and they get faster the better you do, and you have to land them all.
Okay.
So it's something I always download going on holidays, and obviously you're trying to beat your higher score. So that's basically the aim of the game, but it's a bit of crack and a bit addictive.
That's exactly what I mean, Andrea. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Perfect. Okay.
So now, Andrea, do you feel like you know so much about planes? Like when you're flying to your holiday, are you like up at the cockpit like, hey, if you guys need a break, you control your.
Yeah, I'll take
that.
Over. Yeah. No bother.
This is my high score, guys. Move over. Andrea, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Bye, Andrea.
Have a great holiday. Bye. See you now. Bye.
Right, so I feel like I'm pretty sorted now. I feel
you
like I've loads of games. So we've got like, you know, Royal King, whatever that is, Travel Town.
Oh, you're getting so many in. Actually,
Block Blasters.
Elisa said download Pokemon Go, throwback, and Monopoly, which I can vouch for. Me and Dwayne you download Monopoly and you can play it together. And Pippa. We used to play it on the tube in London and have a great time.
That's actually kind of cool.
It's fun. I would recommend that now.
I like it. Well, thank you for telling me about all the games on your phone. Can I play them? It's been one of those great. We're Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning. What's going on?
Good morning.
All right, so I was telling you, I'm going on holidays this weekend. I'm very, very excited. But I basically, I'm looking for some new games for my phone. Reason being, I know this sounds so childish, but the reason being is I'm sick of logging online to Instagram and Twitter and just seeing the world burn.
Yeah.
And I kind of just want to switch off for my holiday.
No, I think it sounds good.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a good decision.
That's the vibe. So 087-711-103. Do you have any girl games on your phone?
Any girls on your phone? That's a very different question.
Neve was on. She said, good pizza, great pizza, or good coffee, great coffee. She sent us a voice note. I'm hoping she explains it.
So both good pizza, great pizza, and good coffee, great coffee are like cozy games where you're like filling out the orders while people are ordering, like can I have a pepperoni pizza, can I have a meat feast pizza, can I have a latte, can I have a matcha tea, and they're really relaxing, really satisfying. I just play them on my little gaming iPad.
Cute.
It's perfect, but I would say start with the pizza one because the coffee one is quite hard. You have to make a latte, which is really difficult for no reason. But the pizza one I love. And there is a little story, so it helps you kind of not get bored.
Yeah, see, I don't want something with a massive storyline. I don't want to get too into it.
This is basically just working in hospitality.
Exactly.
And as a former barista, I can say lattes are hard.
Yeah. Camille, what do you think? Any games on your phone?
I have Township, yeah.
Township?
It's brilliant. It's something like Farmville and Candy Crush in one.
Okay, so it's old, it's kind of old school, but it's a modernised version, is it, Camille?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right, explain this to me. What do we do?
So you build up your town, you have your animals and your farm and parts, like where you have your crops and stuff like that.
Mm.
And then you have trains, boats, a plane, and you also have a zoo that have orders. So like you have customers coming that want either crops or food or something that you've made in your factories.
Okay.
So, and then with the boats, every time the boat comes in, basically brings in new items. Like it could be avocados or fish or something. So
it's
depends
on the
island.
Camille, keep the millennials interested.
I've seen ads for this online. Have I?
You probably have. It's actually out a few years. Like I have I'm going to say 2 or 3 years now.
Right. Okay. And you think it'd be a perfect kind of placement for Instagram or Twitter?
Well, for me, yeah, because I don't really like go on social media.
Okay.
So I suppose it'll keep you off it because you're so got into it. Once you've done everything with your town, you go into like the little Candy Crush part where you're matching the colours and playing levels and stuff like that.
Oh, that really sounds like it has it all.
Now, Camille, tell me this. Have you spent money on this game?
I have, yeah.
Just to get to the next level. Will you get all that back?
How much have you spent?
Well, I'm going to say the most €20 in the last 20 years.
Okay.
Or no, 2 years, sorry.
That's very good.
That's not too bad. Like, you buy a PlayStation game, you buy The Sims,
whatever.
Absolutely.
It's worth it. It's worth it. All right, Camille, thank you so much. I think that's what I'm going to download. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
No worries. Thank you. You too.
Bye, Camille.
There you go.
Everyone just wants a game that makes them feel like they'd have tangible skills in an apocalypse. Yeah. Like, I can harvest crops.
Do you have any work experience as a barista? Yes, this app. All right, this week on the show, we're teaming up with Pringles, celebrating the launch of their new flame-grilled steak flavour. Pop open a can and bring the flame-grilled steak flavour to your summer get-togethers. Think steakhouse vibes with that classic Pringles crunch.
We have a Pringle Tube bundle to win every day on the show, and at the end of the week, we'll be upgrading someone to an ultimate summer barbecue party kit with a top quality gas barbecue, including tools, outdoor lounge set, and a Bluetooth speaker.
Nice one. Samantha's on to play. What do you got, Samantha?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. What's the crack with you for the day, Samantha?
Oh, just getting ready for work, you know yourself.
Oh, we do. Where do you work?
Just in a legal solicitors in Ballsbridge.
Oh, a legal solicitors in Ballsbridge? You don't need this prize.
Yeah.
You probably have a full pit out the back garden with one of those corner couches and everything.
Yeah, very, very nice.
Oh, yeah, mansion.
Let's see if we can get you there. Now, basically, we have filled the studio with balloons, Samantha. Inside one of the balloons is the golden Pringle. The rest of them are completely empty. Basically, you have to pick whether me and Fiona are going to be popping them balloons. You've already won the Pringles Tube bundle just for coming on. The clock starts and the popper starts popping, right? So the clock stops when the Pringle is found. Basically, you have to pick the person who you think is going to beat the time. I think on Monday, what was the time of the person?
Yeah, so that's Sasha. She's top of the leaderboard at the moment with a time of 6.12 seconds.
6.12 is an incredible score.
Yeah, very good.
So
that was thanks to Emma, and she's gone. So really...
So you're just left with me and Fiona, Samantha.
The dregs.
Unfortunately. Who do you want to pop the balloons, Samantha?
Okay, I'll choose Dave.
You'll choose me? Fair. All right, here
good
we
choice.
Go.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, go. All right, he's popping away. Stop! In 3 seconds!
No.
Samantha, that is incredible.
I got it. Look, just for proof, look at the state of the floor and all the confetti.
Whoa.
Oh my God. Right, give me that time again. What did I do it in?
It was 3.16 seconds.
Oh, Samantha, 3.16. You are very welcome is all I'll say.
Thank
this
you
is
so
great
much
for Samantha and great for Matthew Matthews. He only has to blow up about 3 new balloons tonight.
He's going to be absolutely buzzing. Samantha, score 3.16 seconds. You are top of that leaderboard to potentially win that ultimate summer barbecue party kit with that top quality gas barbecue, the outdoor lounge set and a Bluetooth speaker. But you have already won that Pringles tube bundle, all right?
Well, thank you so much, Dave.
Have a great day, Samantha.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
See ya.
103.8.
Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hey, what's happening? It's just Dave and Fiona with you this morning. 3 minutes past nine. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. How are you doing?
Good.
Right. So, JoJo Siwa and Chris Hughes, they're officially together
you're
now.
You're obsessed.
No, I'm not really. But I just... They're in a rally now. Like, there's no hiding it. They're out in the open.
Yeah.
It's a bad day to be a bisexual who actually is dating
pride.
Same sex.
Or it's a bad gay pride.
It really is. No, it is straight pride. But they spent the weekend together last weekend. And I would love if you could help me to rate their fry up. I actually have it up on the screen behind us there.
Okay.
I'm very prepared.
Their fry up? It looks good to me so far. You got your Cumberland sausages, which I'm not a fan of.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. They've got a bowl of tomatoes. Unacceptable.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a tomatoes person. No. That's a lot of mushrooms. Oh. I am a mushrooms fan.
Sorry, I actually think this looks like a really good fry.
It does, considering it's English. Like,
okay, you've got your Tropicana, you've got your mushrooms. Too much mushrooms, too much tomato. Is that hash brown or is it omelette cut up?
They're hash browns. But, oh, it does kind of look like that. But yeah, hash browns are always the best part of a fry, but I think they're hard to do at home.
Cumberland sausages, good butter. You've got your bacon. You've got... That honestly looks class.
The rashers are very pink. I like them more incinerated. The sausages,
I think their
me,
pigs are different. Like, look at Peppa. You know, she's very pink.
I would love to make a sausage out of her. I'm only dying for it.
Anyway, were you not liking their fry?
I don't know. I just thought, like...
What would you add? What would you take away?
I mean, there should be some toast there. I just think those sausages shouldn't even be photographed because I think they look terrible.
They don't look like, yeah, they don't look too appetizing.
And there seems to be a weird, like, 2015, like, sepia filter on this. Yeah. It's very like I went to a theme park on my J1.
I miss those days of taking a photo, putting it on Instagram and like, putting a filter on it.
Yeah, and JoJo literally was, like, doing flips on Dance Moms at that time. So I'm like, now she's only discovering that herself.
And,
but
And now she's with Chris Hughes and no longer gay. And it's a weird... Weird. What's going on?
We support everyone, though, here at Spin.
Except for straight people.
No, not them.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. All right. Sorry, I need to stop saying it that way ever since you said I sound like a really depressed newsreader. how should I change it? Morning. Hey, besties.
She's still getting the hang of it.
It's hard. No, I'm very new to radio, in case no one could tell. But I am absolutely nominating myself for an award. So let's see how that goes. Come here to me.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Your top news stories. We are going live to Lebanon. No. Okay. Right. So, now I'm doing your impression of me.
I am.
Nara Smith, does that name mean anything to you? And does the trad wife phenomenon, furthermore, mean anything to you?
Everything you've just said in a sentence means absolutely nothing to me.
Not great for someone who is trying to get offline at the moment, to be fair. Now, this is my corner of TikTok. Nara Smith is a trad wife. A trad wife is basically... someone. It's all part of right-wing politics coming back and on the rise. There's people, women who are romanticizing kind of life at home as a stay-at-home mom, cooking things from scratch, getting back to nature.
Oh, I feel like I've seen this girl. She's the girl that does, I don't know.
We have a clip.
Oh, hold on.
We have a clip.
But she doesn't she do like... I don't
she know. Does like, my children were craving peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, so I got up and started grinding the peanut butter. There's nothing better than bread from home. Anyway.
Okay.
Husband has been loving Snickers bars, and when he was craving one today, I just decided to make him a batch myself. My sister's in town to visit, and she's been craving bubblegum so bad, but she ran out, so I just decided to make it for her. This morning, my husband ran out of the moisturizer that he usually uses, and he didn't love it enough to repurchase, so he just decided to make his own.
Okay, right.
She's very soft-spoken compared to us here at Spin 103.8.
Of course.
Or Spin 103, if you're nasty.
So she works hard.
Yeah, she works hard. Like, she obviously makes stuff like her own bread and makes delicious meals from scratch. But, like, she's come under speculation for making stuff like sun cream from scratch.
Oh, wow.
Toothpaste.
How do people know how to do this? Do you ever see the guy on TikTok who reverses things? So, like, he basically, if you take a chewing gum out of a packet and you chew it, and then he'll basically put it, he'll take it out of his mouth, he'll like mould it down back into it like a chewing gum, put it in the packet again. Like it's insane how they do it.
R for you pages are so opposing. Yeah. But I support you and I'm so glad that you're getting what you need on there.
Thank you.
So she basically just does everything from scratch, and she always does it wearing a ball gown and like evening gloves and like a hat that someone would wear to the races, right, okay, while she's just in the kitchen with her mixer. But basically the reason I'm talking about her is she is pregnant with her fourth child.
Okay.
Nara Smith is 23 years old.
23?
She's 23.
Wow.
She's about to have four kids under 5 years old. She is, of course, Mormon. She's married to a model called...
She's, of course, Mormon.
She is, of course,
is she,
Mormon.
Is she in the Secret Lives of Mormon?
No. She would be, like, way above that.
Really?
She'd be way more kind of classy. Okay. She wouldn't be, like, on Mom Talk, okay, per se. She works alone. She is a sole trader.
God, I'm obsessed with this person now. I've never thought about them.
Well, the plot thickens. So the main she's had kids so young because she says what most people do in their 20s she already did when she was a teenager. What does that mean? Who knows? She doesn't elaborate further.
I don't think she knows what people do in their 20s.
I don't think she does
as
either,
a Mormon,
because she is a fetus. No, she only converted to Mormon recently when she married her husband Lucky Blue Smith.
Okay.
So her kids have some quirky names. Like a lot of people are guessing in her comments section now, like, what is the name of this next child going to be?
Okay.
So I thought, why not play a game? Seeing as you're not too well versed in the Nara universe, why don't we play a game of, is this really one of her children's names or not?
I would absolutely love that.
Oh, yes. Dave, thanks. Let's don't really have a choice in the matter. Let's start. Okay, their second name is Smith.
Okay.
First name on the list, Flick Western Smith.
Am I guessing if this is already
one of her three children's names,
Flick
or not?
Flick Western Smith. I'm going to say Flick Western Smith is a name.
That is not one of the names.
Ah. Right.
Okay. Next up, we've got Rumble Honey Smith.
No chance that's a name.
That is one of the names.
No! What?
That's her firstborn name.
Rumble
Honey Smith.
Oh my God, I suck at this game.
All right.
Go on.
Next up, we've got Morning Plum Smith.
No, it's not a real name.
That's not a real name.
Yes.
Okay. Coming in strong with Slim Easy Smith.
I don't think Slim, after like Slim Shady and Eminem and stuff, although she might not know who that is. I'm going to say no, it's not a real name.
That is a real name. That's her second child's name.
Oh my God.
Okay, Dave, you're not great. We have Whimsy Lou Smith.
No, it's not real.
Whimsy Lou is her third baby.
What? No! So you've got Whimsy.
You've got Rumble Honey Smith. We've got Slim Easy Smith. And
Rumble,
we've got
Slim and Whimsy.
And Whimsy Lou. Okay, you already know this is fake, but these were names that she had previously liked and she would think of using again. Ribbon Cinnamon Smith. I've put them together, but these are names on their own that she said she
liked. Let me just say, Ribbon is quite a nice name.
Ribbon's cute.
Ribbon's a lovely name.
She also said Beau. I actually changed it from Beau to Ribbon because I was like, Beau is just not giving.
No, Ribbon and Beau are both lovely names.
Ribbon's kind of cute.
Yeah, I really like it.
Ribbon.
We did this on the show before where we came up with random words that, like, you know, aren't really maybe names you'd actually name a person.
Yeah.
But that you would be a nice name. And Ribbon is a very good one.
What about Rumble?
No, I'm not going to say Rumble.
It's or no Whimsy. For Rumble.
Or Whimsy.
Whimsy Lou, though.
And what were the comments then? What were people saying? Like, giving
people
their names?
Were like, I can't wait to meet Cloud Coconut Smith. In fairness, there are a few clouds around
Fair
the
enough.
Place.
Obviously, Addison Rae is really kind of being talked
she's
about a lot.
Popping
recently.
Off right
she's
now.
Popping off, Queen. Reason being is that she's a new song out and she's kind of killing it at the moment. I think it's called Headphones
On.
Yeah, Headphones.
It's so good.
Yeah, it is a good tune. I kind of had to come around to it. At the start, I was a little bit like, nah. But
I get you.
I actually think it's quite good. She's kind of been killing it. She obviously, if you don't know her, she's a massive TikTok star, now turned singer.
Yeah.
But before she was a TikTok star, she was kind of a super fan.
No way!
Yeah, she used to run a One Direction Stan account.
Stop!
Yeah, which is where she impersonated the members of the band, right? She said,
shut up!
I would follow people to make them think I was 1D. That's evil, but I was so bored.
Oh my God!
I suppose that's just typical teenage stuff.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing things like that. But obviously it kind of taps into that very 2012, like Tumblr, like Twitter fangirl kind of culture. But it turns out she's not the only one. So I did a little bit of a deep dive of like what celebrities got up to on the internet before they were celebrities before they kind of, because I feel like nowadays when you turn into a celebrity, you kind of delete. It used to be the thing where if you're a celebrity, you'd have a Twitter, it'd be huge, and you'd tweet all your thoughts, and people could. Now people don't do that.
They want no record of themselves.
Their PR runs their Twitter and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? You won't know what Pedro Pascal is thinking ever.
Absolutely.
Whether it's back in 2012, you would. He'd be tweeting like, "I love sandwiches." Do you know what I mean?
He would not want to know what I'm thinking about him.
Absolutely not. So. I have a little bit of a deep dive for you. Before Old Town Road, you know Lil Nas X?
Yeah,
he ran a Nicki Minaj fan account.
I so see that for him.
This was real. I love that. He denied it for a while, but later confirmed it. He used to post memes and tweets in heavy barb speak, so he was a big Nicki fan.
And he's so funny online. He still would be one who'd be. I think.
Does it's he still
him.
Post though? I feel like I have.
Like maybe not in a while, but when he was, it was like last year, and it was good crack. So I feel like he'd be very funny.
He is like a troll turned star, isn't he? Because like all he does is make fun of people, and it's kind of excellent.
Oh, I love it.
Like when he did, I remember Montero came out. And it was like the devil, and you know what I mean?
He was doing bits with the devil.
And Twitter just like the kind of conservative side of Twitter just went mad, and he was eating it up.
Everyone was just like, he's that little guy from the cowboy song, he's like stripping for the devil.
He said, apparently, when he came out as gay, he said the reason he initially hid the account was fear of backlash, because I think he did say a couple of stuff that he shouldn't have. Halsey?
Yeah,
she was a Harry Styles fan fiction writer. This is not a true or false thing, by the way. This is actually
all real.
Yeah. She wrote One Direction fan fiction specifically about Harry Styles on Wattpad and Tumblr, and she later said those writing days actually helped her storytelling in songwriting.
I would.
Yeah, so there
I
you
love
go.
It.
Have you ever wrote in fan fiction?
I actually haven't, but I really support it as an art form. Have you?
Never. I wouldn't. I don't think I'd be that into anyone to write fan
we
fiction.
We should do it, like, for the show.
Yeah.
Can we?
Yeah, let's
I'll write it. Okay, well, we can think about this afterwards. Okay. You've seen how the sausage got made.
There's a video going around of Timothy Chalamet. It's been going around for a while, but basically it's quite legendary. He's rapping under the name Lil Timmy Tim for a school project. And basically he's freestyling about statistics and maths.
No.
Look at me, it's Timmy T. About to hit him with the ZTST. Let's do a problem, let us see the probability you see me on TV. 1,000,000,000%.
I kind of could have used that for Leaving Cert.
Honestly could.
It's so good.
Fruity colors on his numbers, call it a chameleon. Statistics.
How good is that?
Who was helping him with that? Because that is insane.
Apparently his maths teacher named Miss Lawton.
Hey, Miss Lawton, you made math cool for me. You really changed my life.
And lastly, the one that we all kind of, I feel like, know at this stage, but Lorde, do you know what her backstory is?
No, I actually don't.
She had a review page on Instagram where she would review onion rings.
Slay.
But no one knew it was her, right? She had a secret Instagram. She reviewed onion rings. It was close-up photos of onion rings with short reviews, and fans basically uncovered that it was her. I wish celebrities would go back to this time.
Yes.
Of just pure having the crack online.
I love it. Free yourselves. Like, what are you afraid of?
Not letting their PR accounts run it.
No.
I mean? So there you go.
Gracie. Be problematic. Be messy.
Absolutely.
All right. You know what it is. Rack City. No, it's the golden ticket.
We want to send you to Rack City.
I would love to. And I know some people want to go. And let me say, I'll take you there.
Absolutely.
No. We want to get you away on your holidays. It's not to Rack City, but it's somewhere nearly as
close.
It is close. And hey, anywhere can be Rack City if you just believe.
We want to send you to Fuerteventura. All sorted for you. Your flights and your 7 nights. Stay in Pierre and Vacancies Village. If you would like to go, then now is the time to win it. Okay, take this office. You can win this holiday completely for free. Golden in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103. That is just the word golden will do. It's all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Do you want to play? Please message us on WhatsApp now, the word golden. And please, I'm begging you, take this holiday office. This is yours. It's got to be. Please. 087-711-1038. We play next. Spin.
Get ready. Spin 1038. Golden ticket.
Hey, yeah. All right. Here we go. Let's do this. Today is the day.
The sun is shining. The tank's clean. Oh, no, that's a different thing. Look, let's get you away on your holidays with thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Yes, let's get you to Fuerteventura. Jess is on the play. What are you up to, Jess?
I'm actually just on the way over to a shop to pick up some school supplies for my little one.
Oh, cute. What class are they going into?
So she's only starting her first year in primary school. So Yeah, I know.
She's going to have the massive school bag.
It's going to look so big in her because she's so little.
That's so exciting. What's her name, Jess?
Lauren.
Well, Lauren, the best of luck in big school.
In big school.
And Jess, the best of luck in Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket.
Thank you so much.
Have you heard this game before, Jess?
I haven't, no.
You haven't. All right. Basically, in essence, some songs are going to play, Jess, and you need to guess the songs within 25 seconds, okay?
Okay.
So 25 seconds going on the clock. Five songs and artists are going to play. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. When's the last time you were away, Jess?
Before Lauren was born. So you're definitely talking 5 years, maybe more.
It's time for you to get away, Jess. Now listen, if it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. We don't need all of them, which is really easy. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it at any point, Jess, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. But if you hear a song and you go, I'm never going to know that, lads, well, then you just shout the word swap and we will swap it out, all right? When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Jess?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be bad at this, but let's go.
Let's have a go anyway,
see how you do. come here, Jess, where are you from?
I'm from Edenderry.
Jess from Edenderry, the best of luck. We got 25 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Swap.
Yeah, swap it out. All right, let's swap it.
No worries at all. That was Sports Car, Tate McRae, but we have reset the clock back to 25 seconds, so it's a brand new game.
Yeah, it's a brand new game, so don't worry about it at all, Jess. Let's go for a brand new song one, and I think you're hopefully going to know this one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Eminem?
Yeah.
What's the song called?
Magician's name, famous magician.
Houdini.
Yes, at the clock.
Amazing.
Very good.
Okay, you got that in 9 seconds. So you've got 14 seconds left. No, that's not too bad at all.
That's not too bad at all, Jess.
And that's pretty good going. So you've got 4 songs left. So that is 14 seconds. I guess.
You want to try to do the maths there?
Yeah.
3 seconds.
Yes. Jess got it.
Something like that. All right, Jess, here we go. Let's go for song two. 14 seconds left on the clock. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You know I'm impatient. So why would
you leave me outside the station when it was like minus 4 degrees? Song is the opposite of clean. No, before you use your swap. 3, 2, 1.
Unfortunately, Jess, I'm sorry, the timer's gone off. But that was Lola Young and it's called Messy.
Yeah, no, I would have never got that.
Jess, do you know what? It's a really, really tough one to get, so absolutely no problem there. Jess, I hope you had fun, did you?
Yeah, I did.
That's all that matters. Jess, have a fantastic day and the best of luck to Lauren.
Thanks, Malin. Bye.
Jess is a mother. She doesn't have time for songs.
Absolutely, she doesn't have time for it. Listen, hopefully you do. Hopefully you have time for songs. Hopefully you know your music. Then please get in contact because we want to play with you tomorrow and hopefully give you this holiday. We're going into the weekend going, I just want a holiday on spin. It's golden in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Most important time of the day. I always say it. Everybody's favourite segment. Everybody loves my segment. Okay.
Is this a Trump impression?
It kind of was, but I didn't commit to it enough.
No, it was good.
But listen, what I'm here to talk about today, I think Gen Z, and this just sounds like I'm just being old and bitter and giving out, I think Gen Z need like lessons in how to kind of socialise on a night out, just because they never got to do it, what with COVID and all of that. They weren't out, the young people weren't. So I was out with my former colleagues on Friday night, who I used to work with in the dentist.
Okay.
And my colleague and friend Emily is 24, which is illegal in the workplace, but that's fine. She's doing what she needs to do. And I got talking to these people who were sitting beside us and they all worked in Zara. I don't know how the conversation started, but they were like, what's your favourite Zara? I don't really shop in Zara at all. I was like, South King Street. Love you guys. And they
That's
were like,
my favourite Zara too.
Is it? And they were like, we'll get you a 20% discount. Obviously, I'll never see these people again. But like, that's the beauty of a night out. And Emily, my friend, put up a story of me saying, true gift of the gab, Fiona Frawl.
I saw
We don't
this.
Know this man. And I was like, It's not crazy to talk to someone on a night out. This, I was like, back in my day,
yeah.
We used to go out and we used to talk to people.
No,
call me crazy.
See, I'm on the cusp of Gen Z and millennial, but yeah. I'd be more on the Gen Z side of things here. I don't like talking to people. I don't understand people.
You don't get chatting to anyone?
No one.
But then, are you not bored on the night out?
No, I talk to my friends.
Yeah, but you see them all the time.
I'm
always like, who's new? Who's around here?
Really?
Like, I don't start conversations.
Emma Nolan is the exact same. She talks to everyone. I don't get it.
It just jazzes things up a little bit.
Some of us have anxiety, Fiona.
Hey, don't be shy. Lean in. Talk to me.
Fair enough.
Talk to Joe.
If you ever see Fiona on a night out, talk to her there.